It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Orange barrels everywhere I see. Orange barrels looking back at me. Look at Larry, Darrell, and Darrell standing next to the orange barrel looking back at me. They have signs that say slow down. I drive 25 through town. Their faces are dark and dirty and brown. They're looking back at me. orange barrels everywhere I see. Orange barrels, why can't I be free? Look at Larry, Darrell, and Darrell standing next to the orange barrel in their orange vest apparel looking back at me. They stand in their stinking sweat. I haven't seen them working yet. They have to pee in a portalette, and their butt crack smiles at me.
If I could fly, I'd leave this world behind, and I'd free up my mind from this debris.
Any orange barrels looking back at me? Orange barrels everywhere I see. Orange barrels looking back at me. Look at Larry, Darrell, and Darrell standing next to the orange barrel in their orange vest apparel. They piss off my girlfriend Carol, who's sitting next to me. We drive through the rain and snow to orange barrels. Here we go. Will the work get done? Well, no one knows. It remains a mystery.
Orange barrels.
Well, it lasted about, what, 90 seconds? And I want to walk out. Hey, from the Napa Auto Parts Studios, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Nice sound effect. Hello, Grace.
Hey, Chick.
Hello, Josh Arnold.
Hey, Chick.
Hello, Jeff Oskay.
Hi, Chick.
And now here's Tom.
Good morning, Chick McGee. How are you, sir?
I was great.
Good weekend?
Yeah, had a great weekend.
Heard you went to a movie. Tell us what it was?
Nope.
Okay, good. Nope. Welcome to the Bob and Tom program, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. All is well.
Nope.
The world.
Nothing's well. Nope. You're just amazing. You know that?
We are.
You are absolutely amazing.
We're doing a special thing. You can watch the show today. Free VIP access. Go to bobandtom.com. Cameras
now,
rolling in there.
Now, people watching the show, can they pick their nose? Is that okay?
Yes. I was just warning. I just wanted to warn you.
When did I ever pick my nose? Here in the studio.
It's just something you're probably not aware of.
The free VIP?
No, the nose picking going on over there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
just be aware.
Your turn.
I got to go here. Well, notice we have Christy's not here today, but we have the other lovely blonde in the building. She is Grace.
I can't wait to hear how Christy injures herself on this
on this
vacation.
Trip.
That's
well, she's
exciting.
Got. See, Christy has 2 weeks to get really hurt this time. Last time she only had, 10 days to break her leg. So,
That's true.
She's also on the ocean. So where is she? North Carolina somewhere?
South Carolina? I don't know.
Yeah, so just be on the lookout for some kind of shark report in the news. That would be typical. We have Josh Arnold right over there. Josh, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Now, you went
nice.
To the movie with Chick?
Yeah.
Now, what movie did you guys see?
The Big Sick.
And what's it about?
It's the story of comedian Kumail Nanjiani and his girlfriend.
I really want to see
her wife,
that.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was a true story.
Yep.
Is it a
very good
documentary?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's got Ray Romano, Holly Hunter.
Ray Romano's great.
Although his voice just really kind of throws me whenever he talks.
I know, Ma.
Ray was
all right, Ma.
Ray was one of the best things in this series, Vinyl, on HBO. It was at HBO or Showtime last year.
He's a legitimate actor.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He had a great series after Everybody Loves Raymond called Men of a Certain Age.
That was a terrific show.
Yeah. Wasn't that TV Land?
I don't know.
No, it was TBS or TNT. Okay.
But it was on for, a season or two. Very, very good stuff. I look forward to seeing the movie. I read that it's great. What also with us in the studio, Jeff Oskay, comedian and new member of our staff, the now crisply groomed Jeff Oskay.
Somewhat.
Looking good.
Still got to work on the neck. I know.
Not to criticize.
He still looks like he's wearing a scarf around his neck.
Damn you, Chick.
I'm just saying.
You don't know where to. When you shave, you have to just kind of decide where to stop. Very, very hairy man.
And he's decided way down there. Well, it's his beard. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, it does kind of go down to the.
I got
line.
In late last night. I didn't have time to. I did trim it up last week. You said nothing about it.
You don't look any different than if you'd spent time. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it grows very quickly. Now, you are still. Well, I noticed that when you walk in, still a whiff of the smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got out of my car and started walking, and there wasn't anybody outside, but as soon as I got out of the car, like, I'm going to say 100 feet away, I could smell the cigarette smoke walking up the stairs.
Hey, who parked in your spot today?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't know.
Someone that car was here when I got, so someone's thrown off the whole system.
Yeah, it really has.
Well, I have my auxiliary spot. So
it was one of those weird hybrid half-truck, half-car things.
Yeah,
it will be egged.
What's the name of that? The half pickup truck, Camino, El Camino?
Yeah, this is the contemporary El Camino. It's sort of like an SUV version of the El Camino.
That's right.
So it's got if you're move two boxes at a time, it's very convenient.
Yeah. It's the heat pump of pickup trucks. Yeah, is what it is. Yeah. Really can't.
I have no idea whose it is. There's also a boat parked in our parking lot.
That's been there for a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's been a boat there for a while. Yeah.
Anybody? But,
yeah, I know whose it is.
I know whose.
Oh, so it's okay that it's there. It's not just some.
I don't know about that, but I know whose it is.
Hold on, Tom. I think it's stuck there. Is what I think.
Oh,
it is.
Okay. Why?
Good one.
Now, the point is...
I think he wants everyone to know he's got a boat, and I don't blame him.
On the National Newswire this morning, there's actually a news story about a boat left on a freeway.
Oh, man.
Sitting there at the side of the road, so we'll get to that.
They abandoned it?
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, so you're still smoking the cigarettes.
I am. I have it down to about a pack and a half a day. So.
Oh, a pack
down
and a half.
Down to.
That's not pretty bad. Good.
You're down to a pack and a half.
So 30 cigarettes a day. So you're up.
If you do the math.
You're up 12 hours, so that's more two cigarettes an hour. That's.
I would think he'd be up more than 12 hours, but if you're getting 12 hours sleep, no wonder you're so funny. That's a lot of rest.
No, I get about four.
Is he funny?
Do you smoke in front
of... Oh, thanks, Jake. Good to see you.
Do you smoke in front of your child?
No.
Does he know that you smoke?
Yes.
Okay.
I go outside. I spend a lot of time outside.
Jeff has that look. He's at a Senate hearing. Yes. No.
To the best
of my recollection.
Mr. Valachi was not in the area when that.
By the way, are they going to bring back that phrase?
To the best of my knowledge?
No, it was to the best of my recollection. That was the phrase in the era of Watergate.
Oh, that's not going away.
You think it's going to come back for?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's finally going away. Sort of.
So?
Oh, I hear it.
I still hear it.
Skill set. Skill set.
But I mean, I'm in Washington. In Washington, the endless hearings as everyone investigates each other and lets the country go to hell. But at least we're investigating the investigators who are investigating. I can't even keep track. But in all these hearings, someone always, to the best of my recollection, Senator. To the best of my recollection, I wiped my ass, Senator. I can't remember. I'd have to get a video camera.
I saw this on one of my favorite Twitter follows. It's a Metal Floss, and it had 10 facts about your anus. And I didn't send it to you, but now I'm going to.
The planet or the other one?
No, your anus.
We have anuses in the news today.
Oh, we do? There you go.
We have a bunch of updates. We have an update on the snortable chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're Studio 54 meets Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. One of the worst ideas ever. Finally, a physician has come out in agreement with me that this is a terrible idea. Don't do it. The headline has the phrase super gonorrhea in it.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
I was reading through the headlines.
Super gonorrhea, isn't that in the Marvel Universe? Isn't that one of the new
bad
guys?
Isn't that one of the top three ways the world's going to end is a virus or... Some sort of super bacteria. Yeah,
well, this is the World Health Organization talking about super gonorrhea.
Okay.
And we have other things going on in the world of sports. Chickster, do you want to grab a couple of those real quick?
I need to apologize to Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona. You recall last week I was saying that he had an irregular heartbeat and I
was feeling dizzy. And
I mused that he was just in love.
Just in love.
Turns out not.
He's resting at home following a heart procedure and a four-day hospital stay. So, Frank, sorry.
He got the old ablation, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Released from the Cleveland Clinic Friday night, a day after undergoing a cardiac ablation for an irregular heartbeat.
It's a love beat. Francona returned to his downtown, his fashionable downtown residence.
Grace, do you get that?
I have no clue.
During the Indians' 11-2
win. Mr. Oskin, you get that joke?
No clue.
Okay, we'll play the audio in just a second. I'll have to ask
Actually, Terry Francona, the DeFranco family, this is all tying together quite nicely. Francona had been experiencing dizziness and accelerated heart rate over the last month. Following an array of tests, he was admitted to the hospital Tuesday after doctors detected abnormal readings from a heart monitor he'd been wearing for several weeks.
Fans call him Tito.
Tito? Is that?
Remember the great name? Tito Francona.
I don't.
Tito? His dad, yeah. Tito.
Tito.
So they had been watching him for a little bit.
Right.
He actually was wearing a monitor. Heart monitoring device for quite some time.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, good. I'm glad they.
They went in and they fixed it. I think they used some kind of a laser or something and clear up the. The valve.
That's exactly what they do.
He'll probably be fine.
And tonight.
And go Tribe, by the way. Wouldn't it be great to see the Clevelandians back in the World Series?
Last year when they lost?
You mean the highest rated World Series in 25 years? Yeah, that one.
It wasn't because of the Indians, I can tell you that. It might have been because of the Cubs.
It wasn't because of the Indians, in the words of General Custer.
Is that what today's going to be? You take everything.
Exactly. Whatever you say is wrong, and I take the other side.
Well, I mean, what am I saying? Of course.
Is that abnormal? Is that abnormal from any other show?
Tonight's the Home Run Derby, and tomorrow night's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Tom, do you ever play Home Run Derby when you were a kid, or was it? Polo Derby or whatever you played there.
I didn't play Home Run Derby. Did you?
No, of course not. Well, yeah. You get a plastic bat and ball and play Home Run Derby? Sure. Okay. Serve them up, see how many home runs you can hit. You never did that?
Major League Baseball, record home runs this year.
Yeah.
They say it's the ball.
Well,
instead of the steroids, they're saying it's the ball.
The pitcher.
The ball has not changed.
The pitchers are saying it's the ball.
Well, the pitchers are just blaming whatever
of
they
course.
Can.
But you know what else is at a record pace? Strikeouts. More strikeouts than ever and more home runs.
So there you go.
Because, well, some of the players are being rewarded.
America loves the long ball.
Some of the players are contractually being encouraged to go for it.
Exactly.
So they're, in other words, the stat of batting average is not as important as that of.
Anybody who says it's the ball has no idea how that stuff works. That
it's the ball.
Those balls are so scrutinized.
Now, the only person in this room who knows what they're talking about would be Josh, because Josh used to work at Rawlings, and Josh is the only one of them who could actually hand sew a baseball.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So you can take a
And you can also twine. Hold a baseball in your mouth. Is that correct?
That is not true.
You should have gone with the Josh.
Just when you thought I was on your side.
So you can take horsehide and some twine and a little rubber center and make me a baseball?
No, I can't. I can only sew the cover on.
Oh, okay.
I can't do the
He tore the cover off that one, Jazz.
We are coming right back. We have a little treat for you guys. I think you're going to be very surprised to hear this.
Oh, no.
It sounds something like this.
Oh, yeah.
What's that sound?
And
we'll tell you in a second.
Rally Granny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you see this?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't see any video. But
I looked away. I saw it real quick.
It's wonderful.
You don't sound very excited.
You're going to want to see this. It involves boobs. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend. We have some guests in the studio this morning sitting in for Christy Lee. It's the lovely Grace and the very handsome Jeff. Good to see you, too. One of them has a very heavy beard. Jeff, you want to take it?
Yeah.
I ended that relationship.
Oh, well.
We have Chick McGee, your sports buddy. That's Josh. I'm Tom. Glad to have you along.
Your mom.
Very interesting things going on here in the world of news. We have
Victor Mature.
Thank you, Vic. We have Chick McGee at the Bob and Tom sports desk.
Poopy head.
And now you were talking about Mr. Francona.
Huh?
Coach.
Not Tito, but...
Who's Tito Francona?
His dad.
Tito is his dad.
Yeah, the famous Tito.
How is he famous?
Tito Francona was a famous baseball player. Now,
I have never heard the name before Tito Francona. I've never heard that name before. I know, I'm ignorant and I'm stupid. I know that. And that would probably explain it.
With such a beautiful name.
Tito Francona?
It's a gorgeous name, don't you think? Very mellifluous.
No.
Tito.
I'm sorry, what?
I think the name baseball has a history of wonderful names.
My current favorite is Jose Altuve.
It's beautiful names from all parts of the world.
Is that his name, Jose?
The same thing now in hockey.
Juan.
Getting a lot of beautiful names.
Oh, Russian, Sweden, yeah. Mm-hmm. Swedish,
who's the,
rather.
Who's the guy? Shattensmeller, what's his name?
Kevin Shattenkirk.
Shattenkirk.
No, he's American.
Yeah, a mess on the Star Trek set.
Yeah. I like Ovechkin.
Yeah, doesn't Shattenkirk sound like something terrible on this Star Trek? Well, he was eaten. Captain Kirk was eaten. Oh, God. Don't go to the flight
what's
deck.
What's the monster doing now?
Shattenkirk.
Oh, dear.
So why is Tito's boy in the news?
I said he was in love. He had an irregular heart rate, but he evidently he had some heart problems. So they did a procedure at the Cleveland Clinic, and he's resting at home comfortably. He had a little monitor.
Heart ablation.
Heart ablation. That seems like they burn the heart away, I guess.
I think the valve kind of...
And then he's heartless.
They fix it so that his heartbeat is regular. Yeah. It's a pretty common operation. Now,
but as you mentioned,
you thought it was love.
A heartbeat is a love.
He's still...
Here it comes.
Good Lord.
Remember this tune?
No. Oh,
here comes the. Here we go. Wow, that's.
Is a good.
I hear that every now and again.
It makes you realize how contemporary pop music is at least better than that. I mean, that is.
There's some.
You now, played, weren't they? Weren't the DeFranco family and the Osmonds at war there for like a turf war, like East Coast, West Coast? Wasn't that?
Yeah, it was a real Hatfields-McCoy.
Yeah, that was a thing, right?
What?
The Osmonds. One bad apple don't spoil the
versus
whole
heartbeat
bunch.
Was a love beat. That's and like being given the choice of eating horse manure or moose manure. Which one do you want?
I'm going to go horse.
I'll go listen to Led Zeppelin. You guys argue about this crap.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
I'm sorry. Is that sports?
An elderly woman shown dancing on the video board between innings at Dodgers Stadium proceeded to flash the crowd. Fans egged on her daring dance move, and perhaps emboldened by their cheers, the smiling woman quickly lifted her elderly blue shirt, revealing an elderly white bra. An elderly breasts in the seventh inning.
Does not say
Saturday
elderly
night. The
breasts.
Camera cut away, but it wasn't in time. There was a collective gasp from the crowd of almost 45,000, many of who started laughing. It was the rally granny, said Dodgers rookie Cody Bellinger, who didn't see it happen. Some of my teammates talking about it a little bit. You don't see that much at a baseball stadium. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said he was busy looking at his lineup card and missed the show. I heard about it from some of the players. I guess I missed a real opportunity.
Elderly lady.
I wonder if Bob was there.
Here's the damning sentence in the whole story. The crew working the stadium video room where the camera shots are handled all broke out in laughter.
Well, sure.
Aww.
A white-haired woman wearing a Dodgers visor had been shown on the video board earlier in the game. They went back to her, and that time she lifted her shirt.
Could you see her Tito's?
She was elderly, so did she have to lift her shirt and unbutton her pants?
Well, she was sitting.
There's a joke.
She was sitting pretty far back, but her boobs were actually in the dugout.
Do your boobs hang low? Can you swing them to the pro? Tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bra?
Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your boobs hang low? Yeah! Now that's a song!
Or take them out at the ball game. You talk about a seventh inning stretch, but I tell you.
And it stretched.
More of a
and
seventh inning sag.
You need to do that more. But I tell you.
Yeah,
you
that's good.
I think, you think this, I'm predicting this is going to start a whole trend. This would be great for baseball.
Old ladies flashing?
Any ladies flashing.
Why not?
Yeah, we need a new...
Almost every season we have a couple going at it and caught on phone camera.
Wasn't there one in Cleveland where they were way up on the...
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
And we have... Oh, there's a really funny video out there. This is not sports related, but it's a couple... No, but it's related to your topic here. It's a couple apparently joining the Mile High Club. We'll get to this coming up. It's video. It's had like 8 million views. It's a video of you see it on an airplane. You can sort of see this guy, and in back of him is the lavatory door, and you see this woman come out, and then you can see inside the little lavatory, and there's a guy in there kind of grinning, and then the door shuts, and then a few seconds later he comes out with this huge smile on his face. Well, we'll get to that later on. I'm sorry. Back to sports. So Dodger Stadium, the lady flashes, and the crowd goes nuts.
Right.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Mardi Gras meets...
you go, girlfriend.
Cocoon.
Were they more leathery than the catcher's mitt?
Oh.
You know, you're going to be old someday. Could be tomorrow. PGA Tour rookie Xander Schauffele earned his first victory at the Greenbrier Classic over the weekend, White Sulphur Spring. Chris Froome, I guess, F-R-O-O-M-E, he is...
Froome?
He remains the overall leader through the ninth stage of 72 stages of the... I'm sorry, 73 stages of the Tour de France, 18 seconds ahead of someone from a foreign country.
I'm surprised that they actually... preempted the Today Show for that. I was really surprised. Are that many people interested
no,
in this?
No, I can't... No, no.
I was kind of stunned.
I think people were interested, and then, you know...
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong, so everybody...
They must have already paid for the rights or something. Exactly. You would have thought they would have put that on one of their lesser channels.
Right. Elio Castroneves earned his first victory in 3 years, Sunday's IndyCar race at the Iowa Speedway. And speaking of racing, Vermont Governor Phil Scott. That's a good governor name.
Yeah.
Vote for Phil Scott. Won a 50-lap stock car race last Thursday. Scott took home a prize of $1,200 after his victory at... a place called Bears Thunder Road, Barry's Thunder Road, B-A-R-E-S Thunder Road. Part-time race car driver is the all-time winningest driver in the top division at Thunder Road. The win was his 30th and his first since becoming governor in January. He easily won two preliminary heats.
What is it? What's the prize there? Like a
$1,200.
Thing of maple syrup? Oh, sorry.
Vermont, yeah.
Or teddy bear?
Yeah, Vermont. Teddy bears now, maple syrup.
I have a question. Did the Russians the Russians medal in this race?
Okay.
Or was it done?
I thought we weren't going to.
I'm just curious because apparently they're involved in everything else going on. Was there a Russian driver? Or...
You all remember when we had the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, no, sure do.
Sorry. It takes a lot of drive to be governor, apparently.
That's sports.
Talk
sports.
About a gubernatorial race.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool guy.
And that was Chick McGee's last sports game.
Where did that music come from?
He walked out into traffic and was killed by a passing semi tractor trailer.
Who upon seeing Chick?
Vaya con Dios, Chick.
Known by many, missed by few. Right. Chick McGee.
Truer words were never.
No.
Oh, wow.
I hope you had a nice
Tito Francona's real name is John Patsy Francona.
What?
I've never heard of this guy.
Lee Harvey. Lee Harvey Francona.
I'd like a lawyer to a police officer hit me, sir.
Yeah. Well, just you wait. Yeah. That's not the worst thing that's going to happen to you this week.
Tito Francona. Well, let's move on here. Now,
was he a Cleveland Indian as well?
I think so, yeah. We have, I hope you had some nice weather this weekend, wherever you are. And you got to be careful this time of year, of course, because of
bears,
sun damage and bears. We also have bears in the news.
A lot of bears out there.
See the kid getting his head chewed on? He wakes up, hears this crunching sound. It's his head being chewed on by a bear. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's real.
Heard a crunching sound.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's the best part of the story. Not you know, smelled a horrific thing or felt a disgusting warm the jaws of a bear in my face. No, he heard a crunching sound.
A lot of teenagers coming out on top this week.
Yeah. We'll find out about how that ended up. But right now, you got to be careful out there in the sun. That's what this is all about from Bob and Tom Enterprises.
Wow, it looks like someone kicked it hard outside this weekend. Dude, you're red as a lobster.
Ouch, don't remind me, bro. We were out on the lake all weekend rocking my new speedboat. It was awesome. And it looks like you got too much sun too, man.
Well, that happens when you hit the topless beach. That's right, bitches. I was there with my big hot model girlfriend.
Nice. How about you, Jim? You do anything exciting?
Not really.
Are you kidding? Look at him. He's as white as Casper the Ghost's butt cheeks. He was probably holed up in the library or something boring. Look, Casper, since Gary and I are sporting some serious sunburns, we're going to take it easy. So you'll have to stock the entire back room by yourself. Comprende?
I guess so.
How many times has this happened to you? Somebody comes to work on a Monday morning completely sunburned and bragging about their killer weekend, then you get stuck doing all their work.
This is actually the first time
that... That's right. Too many times to remember. Well, now you can get in on some of that action thanks to Sunburn in a Can. Sunburn in a Can delivers a patented chemical compound guaranteed to produce natural-looking results. Just spray it on and watch your skin turn cherry red. It's the kind of angry-looking sunburn that'll provoke interest, sympathy, and support from your coworkers.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to try.
That's where you're wrong, Jim. It hurts like a mother... That's how you know it's working.
Oh, what the hell?
Anytime you spray hydrochloric acid, butane, and Tabasco sauce on your skin, it's bound to be painful. And those are just some of the active ingredients in Sunburn in a Can.
Oh, Jesus, it feels like my skin is on fire.
That's because Sunburn in a Can is just as convincing as the real thing. You'll see for yourself when you go to work.
Holy crap. Check out Jim's sunburn. He's as red as a heavy Flow Day Tampax. What did you do this weekend, Hellboy?
Usual craziness. I'm mowing the yard, shirtless. God, it burns. It feels like my cartilage is melting. I think I need medical attention.
Don't be such a pussy. It's just a sunburn. And you're going to have to haul all the crates back to the warehouse yourself because Gary and I are really hungover.
Sunburn in a Can is fast, easy, and 100% effective. Make everyone believe you're having the best summer ever with Sunburn in a Can.
When will this searing, burning pain stop?
Not until all that blistered skin peels off in great big sheets, Jim. But don't worry. When that layer's gone, simply reapply another coat right away.
I want my mommy.
Sunburn in a Can. Not recommended by dermatologists everywhere. From the Bob and Tom Personal Grooming Collection, a division of Frigamall Industries.
Thank you very much. Very handy. Sunburn in a Can. You can look like you're a real outdoors person. Josh looks like you need a little bit of that right now. You're
looking sunburn in a can?
Looking a little pasty. You got to get out there.
Am I? Is that right?
I would not have said that. Just add that to the list of the things that he says that I would not have said.
Sitting in for Christy Lee. Grace, you look kind of untan as well. You spent the weekend indoors, did you?
Most of it, yes, but okay. Thank you for noticing.
No pasty remark?
Wow.
Oh, she looks creamy.
If this isn't the ivory calling the porcelain white.
she looks supple and creamy.
You are almost see-through. You know that, right?
I hated both of those words coming from him, too.
Yeah, wore a big hat this weekend, so I didn't really get much sun myself. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try not to.
I continue to be the darkest person, although Oskay's pretty dark.
I mean, he's dark.
He's olive-skinned.
Yeah, no, we did DNA tests in here. We kind of found out everybody's countries of origin, and... Jeff, I'm guessing some kind of
Polish,
Eastern European,
Czechoslovakian.
I was told my entire life that we were Polish, and then my uncle last year did some research, and apparently we're Hungarian. Apparently they...
Did you quit the bowling team?
Yeah. Well, no, our last name...
It only takes one of you to screw in a light bulb?
As Chick knows, our last name used to be Asha Hauskranowski.
That's right.
And,
what?
We shortened Asha it to Oske, so it sounded more American.
He still sounds like the pig Latin comedian to me. He always have. Oh, FJ Oske.
Amity K.
Yeah. Amity K.
Oske. We have something cool going on this week. A couple things, as a matter of fact. First of all, we have the free VIP. You can go to bobandtom.com and watch this show. There's a bunch of cameras up there right now, apparently. And you can also download...
Somehow get moved when we're not here. I don't know how that happens. They're way up high, too.
You can download a MP3 of the show and listen to it whenever you want. Stream, I guess, every chunk of every one of our more than 60 albums.
Every single one.
So if you've got a favorite, you can do it. Also, something new that we have here.
If you wanted to do that, you have to quit your job to listen to all 60.
Do it at your job.
It took me 2 months to upload all of them. So
there you go.
Have at it.
Well, good. And then also we have a new way to reach us via text. So grab your smartphone. And Josh, how would one text the show?
Here's what you do. You open up your texting app, of course. Uh-huh. And you decide what you're going to send first.
I mean,
that's the most important.
You type an important message.
Yeah. And then you type in the number, which is, Grace?
888-262-8255. 8661.
61. And then you...
Well done, Josh.
I even handed it to him, too.
888-262-8661. You can text us. Let us know what's on your mind.
Peel the curtain behind every joke.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I miss the...
That's why you're the professional.
I miss the Klondike.
Yeah, Klondike, 467, yeah. Or whatever, whatever they say.
Skyline 98, or...
Yeah, I was Skyline.
I was 75, UL2 in London, 852.
They got rid of those way, way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the letters. And
those were really cool.
That's when we answered the phone, ahoy. That was a long time ago.
So I'm trying to find this lady flashing at the Dodger Stadium story that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any video of this?
Are you looking for video?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm not going to go looking for it.
That's got to be out there somewhere. But
no, well, because it's not. Here's the Associated Press version of the story, and they don't know. They just have some picture of some slum. That's kind of depressing.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say slut.
No. It's there's a picture of some rundown series of townhouses. I'm guessing some kind of horrible crime
sounds
happened there.
About like the...
Here, I'm looking for elderly boobs.
Area surrounding the stadium.
It's probably not the worst thing we've looked up on these computers.
Now, this version of the story says it did happen during the seventh inning. So this lady flashed the, whatever it is, the kiss cam, and the crowd was egging her on. And this version of the story said she's actually an excellent dancer. I wanted to see these moves. And then she lifts up her shirt.
Whoa!
And flashes the crowd.
So it was literally a seventh inning stretch.
Have you seen the video yet?
I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. No. Hmm. Anyway, this particular news account says she was actually an excellent dancer and the crowd was egging her on. It also says there was a collective gasp from the crowd when she took off her shirt. So
There would have been by it from anybody, but
yeah.
Yeah, when they say the crowd was egging her on, I bet you it was to just dance more.
No, exactly. That's right.
Yes. Show her.
Of course.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody should, this is a free VIP week, maybe on our cameras here. Maybe somebody should flash the cameras here. And Josh, you up for that?
Yeah, I think that's a Josh thing.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Well, Jeff, you're low.
All right, let's do it, everybody.
Okay.
There you go. No. Hairy nipple and all.
Look at how hairy that man is.
Speaking of hairy nipples, we have an update on the new plastic surgery fad.
I thought he was our traffic guy.
The hairy nipples?
Hairy nipples. Or Elaine James.
On the tens.
We have a Dick Parker, former porn star. Now,
I like Dick Parker very
much. I really do.
I don't want to park my dick. Why don't someone?
Interesting valet. Enough, he was valet. A porn star. Now he's a valet. Yeah.
Dick Parker. We have the what's the new thing? Here, the designer nipples in the news when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. Hey, look, we're on the TV. We've got free VIP going on here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Go to bobandtom.com and you can watch us do this.
See, Chick McGee eat a pretzel nugget.
Thank you very much. You can almost hear him chomping. With us in the studio, sitting in for Christy Lee, it's the other blonde. It's the lovely Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
The guy with the beard is Jeff Oskey.
It is I.
The guy with half the beard is Josh Arnold.
Hey.
And
the Burt Reynolds beard.
And the Burt Reynolds beard over there is Chick McGee, looking very nice. This is Tom speaking beardless at this point. Now, we have a lot to get to here. I mentioned this nipple thing that was in the news. We were talking about nipples because Chick had a story about an elderly woman flashing the crowd at Dodger Stadium.
I can't believe we can't find the video.
And I guess it was during seventh inning stretch. Seriously. So
someone on Twitter mused if she was possibly a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, SAG?
SAG.
Was in L.A. So we'll see if we can find that video. But in the meantime, speaking of breast work, interesting story about the latest, plastic surgery trend. What's it called? Nipple something?
Oh, designer nipples?
Designer nipples.
What is it? Do you have the story over there?
I sure do. A New York City plastic surgeon says the demand for designer nipple surgery is on the rise. In just 6 months, Dr. Norman Rowe's weekly number of nipple patients has more than quadrupled. Rowe, who runs Rowe Plastic Surgery in Manhattan, posits that the recent increase in demand may be related to a recent celebrity fashion trend of sheer shirts and dresses.
Wow.
With patients bringing in pictures from magazines of nipples that they want.
See, so that's the thing that kills me. This is like, remember the old Andy Griffith show? They had the haircut chart.
Yeah.
You know, Floyd, the barbershop in the background, you could see, you could walk in.
I don't remember that. I'll take your word for it.
You never watched the Andy Griffith show?
Yeah.
Really?
Not really.
Really?
Oh.
You,
It really doesn't.
What country are you from?
It really doesn't hold up.
United States of America, but I
it was always charming.
Kind of,
but
maybe I would like it now. As a kid, I was bored to death.
Really?
Oh, sure.
You didn't like Barney and Floyd and
bored, but I bet I would like it now.
Oh God, it's
this is my favorite part of Tom, where he's not hearing a thing you're saying.
But...
Yeah,
Barney, no, come on, Barney Fife, the classic confident idiot.
Barney would
one of the great classic positions in comedy.
Sure, he would make me laugh now. I'm pretty sure of it.
Well, the point being that you'd go into Floyd's barbershop, and Floyd, Floyd. And they had that chart on the wall that had all the – you could walk in and go out like the flat top or the, you know, the pompadour or whatever. But I'm just wondering if you go into this plastic surgeon's place and I'd like these nipples, please.
Pennies, pepperonis, or pancakes?
Oh.
What?
Yeah. It's the same.
Pepperonis are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Penny size, pepperoni size, pancakes.
Or pancakes.
Pancakes. Yeah. That's a little rough. Much.
Maybe silver dollar pancakes, but.
But now this says that people are bringing in pictures of celebrities and saying, I want my nips like this.
Yeah, the big ones are Kendall Jenner, whew, and Bella Hadid. Those are the two big ones.
Who's Bella Hadid?
She is a supermodel. She dates Zayn from One Direction. Well, formerly One Direction.
Oh, okay.
Her sister dated The Weeknd. No one doesn't ring a bell.
I cannot find the actual video of her flashing, but I have the video of grandma dancing.
Yeah.
That's the grandmother that flashed.
She's
but there's
someone elderly.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you can't show.
Oh, I have it.
Someone, you have her flashing?
It's a very brief flash as well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just hope this takes off at ballparks.
Can we tell what kind of nipples she has?
No, it's just the bra.
Oh, okay.
Varicose, I would imagine.
Very liver spotted.
It's like a post-surgical bra. It's not
You guys got
exciting.
Mad at me for something that looked like catcher's mitts. Okay.
No, we were mad at you way before that.
So my idea for the celebrity nipples, if you're going to this plastic surgeon to get your nipples redone, which, ladies, I don't think you have to do this, but if you do, I guess this article I'm looking at right now, it says they turn innies into outies. That's fairly commonly done.
That's a good reason to go get it done.
I guess.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't they all innies until
you're
stimulated, then you have an outie?
No.
Not all the time.
They hang out there?
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Where you been?
Well, I've been right here.
No. I like the celebrity.
How innie would they go? I've heard of innies and outies for belly buttons, but never for nipples.
Well, these are real innie, and so then they...
Real innie.
So they go, you know what? I've
got to work it out.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen an innie.
But
like
how
that.
Severely innie?
I got to get out.
Severe enough to get surgery.
Like when you're blowing up a pool toy.
Oh,
when
God.
You get it done, you shove it in.
Wait a minute. He's making a great point. Yes.
Yeah, no, this is serious. That would be, I suppose, a good reason to get plastic surgery. But these are once again called designer nipples. Mm-hmm. I just think it's funny that people bring in their favorite celebrity nipple. I call this one the Areola Grande.
The Areola? That's beautiful.
Okay, you know why you can't – we did find the video, but it's literally – a tenth of a second.
Yeah,
she flashes her boobs.
I just retweeted it. It's barely there. She's a cute little gal, though.
She is a cute little gal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a super fan.
I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, hi, fellas. Hey, it's Herb Johnson calling from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, well, hello.
It sounds like you're sitting on your testicles there, Herb.
Hey, Herb, you haven't called for a couple months. I just figured you were dead.
I know a lot of people keep checking on me. They put a mirror under my mouth when they come by and see me taking a nap. But anyway, I used to play professional baseball.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I was remembering that the other day, and I heard you talking about people making whoopee back at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember back when I played professional baseball. I was playing for the Evansville Foaming Cougars. And
the Foaming Cougars?
The Foaming Cougars.
Yeah, the Evansville Foaming.
Okay.
And boy, I tell you, it was something else. It was really something, Tom.
how something was it?
Well, no.
Oh.
I'm trying to help. I swear to God, I am. Why don't you ask me if I saw somebody having sex at the game?
Oh, did you see somebody having sex at the game, Herb?
No, I just remembered I played baseball. How about that, huh?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you soiled yourself.
Yeah,
then I was going to say, I'll bet you did. Then you're going to say no just now.
Go.
Okay.
That was a good one. I got him, Marguerite.
Okay.
Kind of halfway, anyway.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Marguerite.
Uh-oh.
No,
Yeah.
No, I said I got him. Uh-huh. No, she can't hear me.
Okay, hang up the phone.
I said
They've been married a long time.
Very helpful. Sure, so. Sure in any event, so those are boobs in the news. And once again,
boobs in the news.
I have a little more boobs.
Surgeon,
in the news.
The surgeon is apparently they're calling them designer nipples. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Ladies.
So can I go in and get Brad Pitt nips if I want them? Like, will they
I bet if you
guys?
Had the money, they would have happily do it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't say if they do men. I would imagine they do. I bet there are men that have issues with this that want them whatever, bigger, smaller, inner, outer, whatever.
I don't know if mine are any. Or, I guess mine are any.
Yours are any
really?
Right now?
Yeah, mine are. My chest is too wide, I think. My
barreled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the barrel.
I have low nipples.
I believe that.
I'm with the,
that sounds
I'm
right.
with the low.
No, they need cheering up.
According to this, pep talk. By the way, according to this thing, they can move them.
Yeah.
Is there any way you'd let a guy touch your nipple?
Yeah, you could touch him right now, Chick.
With my mouth.
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
There you go.
Let's do it.
I can't.
Boy, was that unsettling.
I'll pass. Okay, good.
I'll pass.
I just think my concern about this is that I think you don't want people to get trendy nipples. You don't want to whip your shirt off 12 years from now, and someone goes, God, her nipples are so 2017.
Man, that, would
be, that would be a shame.
Wow.
That's just an embarrassment.
Who would have thought?
Got to have the latest model.
Yeah, her say bum equipment. That joke's been over.
See, I love the quote at the end of the story. Jeez.
That sure has been over.
It's back, by the way.
Let's.
Bum is?
Yes, that trend is coming back.
What?
Hey, oh, yeah.
The trend, I'm sorry, a trend of what?
Tom, please listen to me.
About 20 years ago.
You're not aware of any.
Any theme park you'd go to, you'd see someone wearing a t-shirt that said bum equipment.
There are no trends you're aware of.
Which people thought were hilarious.
Before anyone
else. A friend of mine from L.A. just sent me a picture of the latest thing from bum equipment. We are coming right back. Oh, we have a. Remember the guy who got the alarm clock stuck in his wall for the last, whatever, 10 years?
Oh.
That kept going off?
Oh, no.
We have an update when we return. This is the Bob and Tom Show.